And now this is a dictation for Judy, J-U-D-Y, Galvin, G-A-L-V as in Victor, I-N, July 23, 42, address as a letter to Dr. Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V as in Victor, E-P as in Paul, A-L-L-I-M-D, 866-419-3504. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, a follow-up for Mrs. Galvin with advanced renal failure, diabetes, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure. Since the last visit, problems with control of diabetes from going very high to very low. She's presently on insulin 7030 as she cannot afford most updated insulins. Adjustments, however, because of the fixed dose is not helping. I discussed with her that she needs to split the insulin into long-acting NPH and short-acting regular. I reviewed with her that Walmart has a low-cost these two medications, and we relayed the message to your office. In the meantime, she's also doing salt restriction because of edema. She's for the most part wheelchair-bounded. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood. He uses oxygen, mostly at night, but during daytime too, between 2.5 to 3 liters. There is significant dyspnea or minimal activities, not at rest, minor degree of orthopnea. Has received medications for urinary tract infection. Does have underlying atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, no bleeding. Other review system is negative. Medication list review of the NORVAS and ACE inhibitors remains antiarrhythmic sotalol on LASIK high dose 80 twice a day. Recently added Cardizem for AFib control. Next paragraph. Blood pressure today, 138.52. There is JVD. For the most part, lungs are clear. No pericardial rap, has atrial fibrillation. Obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness. 4+ edema below the knees. Comes in a wheelchair. Alert oriented sign 3. Next paragraph, chemistry is from January, 1.74. Representing a GFR of 29 stage 4, a normal sodium potassium acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, ferritin, low normal 86 with a saturation 9%, normal folic acid B12, anemia 10.2, a normal white blood cell, and platelets. Urine has been minimal activity with trace protein and no blood. Prior imaging shows no stones or obstruction. She has the prior gastrojejunostomy, as well as stapling of the stomach. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4. No indication for dialysis. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Does have valium overload in relation to CHF. Next number, CHF with preserved ejection fraction, exacerbated by morbid obesity. There is also pulmonary hypertension, continuous all fluid restriction, high dose of diuretics, presently off ACE inhibitors, next number, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated Coumadin, exposure to Sotalol. Monitor this medication with progressive renal failure. Next number, blood pressure appears to be well controlled. Next number, morbid obesity, prior bariatric surgery as indicated above. Next number, hypoventilation, sleep apnea, SIPA machine. Next number, respiratory failure on oxygen. Next number, likely iron deficiency anemia because of the bariatric surgery. No active bleeding, iron replacement as indicated, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, diabetes. At this moment, no gross proteinuria, nephrotic syndrome. As indicated before, no evidence of neurogenic bladder or urinary retention. Problems of uncontrolled diabetes, too high, too low. As she cannot afford more expensive medicines, I will advise to do not use a fixed dose of 70-30. Split the insulin into NPH, long-acting, and regular that can be adjusted each one independently with better control and avoidance of hypoglycemia. We will continue to monitor. End of dictation.